Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The Traditions series continues this week on Harmonia with music to celebrate the Christian holidays around Easter. From the Renaissance through the Baroque, music for Holy Week and Easter Sunday will be explored, in addition to a new release by Rinaldo Alessandrini's Concerto Italiano.
Thank you.
The Gloria and Laudamus Te from Pergolesi's Messa di Sancto Emidio of 1734. Rinaldo Alessandrini led the soloists, choir, and orchestra of Concerto Italiano. Their performance is part of a new recording on the Naive label of masses by Pergolesi and Alessandro Scarlatti. Of the many holidays celebrated throughout the Christian liturgical year, Easter Day and Holy Week leading up to it are the most important. From the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem to his crucifixion and subsequent resurrection, the events of those 7 days are described in the Bible's Gospels in a narrative most compelling for its vividness. Christianity's great icon is depicted in very human terms, whose spiritual, physical, and emotional state is resolved to fulfill God's prophecy. We'll hear music from Palm Sunday, Holy Wednesday, and Maundy Thursday. La Colombina and Scola Antiqua will begin with a performance of Victoria's Pueri Hebraeorum, followed by Ensemble Daedalus in an excerpt from Lasso's Lectio Septima, based on the Book of Job. And finally, the a cappella portuguesa will perform In Monte Olivetti by Fernando de Almeida.
Thank you.
Music for Holy Week, we heard La Colombina and Scola Antiqua perform Victoria's Pueri Hebraeorum for Palm Sunday. Ensemble Daedalus then followed with Lectio Septima of Orlando de Lasso from his Lectione Sacre Novem based on the Book of Job. We ended with Owen Rees and the a cappella Portuguesa performing Fernando de Almeida's In Monte Olivetti. Welcome back to Harmonia. We continue our tradition series with an exploration of music for Easter. The Friday before Easter Day is known as Good Friday, the day when the crucifixion took place. Christians often refer to Jesus' suffering and the events preceding the crucifixion as the Passion of Christ, primarily described in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We'll hear the a cappella Portuguesa, under the direction of Owen Rees, perform Castro y Malagaray's motet Caligaverunt Oculi Mei for Good Friday. After that, Pro Cancione Antiqua will perform Lasso's Third Lamentation of Jeremiah for Holy Saturday. The ensemble is directed by Bruno Turner.
Thank you.
We heard music for Good Friday and Holy Saturday, two important holidays during Holy Week in the Christian calendar. The choir a cappella portuguesa performed Castro y Malagaray's Caligaverunt Oculi Mei. It was followed by a lamentation of Jeremiah set by Orlando di Lasso. Pro Canzione Antiqua performed under the direction of Bruno Turner. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're celebrating Easter as our tradition series continues. If the days leading up to Easter Sunday are filled with sorrow and suffering, then Easter Day is one of joyful and exuberant celebration for the miracle known as Christ's resurrection. Music for Easter reflects this uniquely Christian joy of Thanksgiving. Text settings often end with a statement of Alleluia, an expression of joy in praise of God. Here's music from the French Baroque. We'll hear François Couperin's motet Victoria Christo Resurgenti for two sopranos and basso continuo, performed by Véronique Jean and Sandrine Pio, sopranos, Emmanuel Balsa, viola da gamba, and Christophe Rousset, organ and director.
Oh.
We heard François Couperin's Easter motet Victoria Christo Resurgenti. The performers were Véronique Jean and Sandrine Piot, sopranos, Emmanuel Balsa on viola da gamba, and organist and director Christophe Rousset. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music for Easter Day. We'll continue celebrating Easter by listening to two contrasting types of music. First, the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment will perform the first movement, or Sinfonia, to J.S. Bach's Easter Oratorio, a work composed for a religious service. It's followed by an aria from Handel's La Resurrezione, a secular work composed for Easter Day in 1708 as an entertainment given at the Roman palace of the Marquis of Ruspoli. Thank you.
Thank you.
An aria from Handel's La Resurrezione. Soprano Annick Massis was the soloist with Les Musiciens du Louvre, directed by Mark Minkowski. Before that, we heard the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment perform the Sinfonia from J.S. Bach's Easter Oratorio. Gustav Leonhardt directed. Our new release of the week features the Concerto Italiano, directed by Rinaldo Alessandrini. Masses by Pergolesi and Alessandro Scarlatti are the focus in a naive label recording. We'll hear the Credo from Scarlatti's Messa per il Santissimo Natale of 1707.
Thank you.
The Credo from Alessandro Scarlatti's Messa per il Santissimo Natale of 1707. The Concerto Italiano was led by Rinaldo Alessandrini in a new recording from the Naive record label. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.